the newly crowned all-time leading trainer, Dale Romans.
Well, Chef Edward Lee,
I'm honored to be with Dan Issel.
I'm at the offices of Louisville Public Media with Stephen George.
Budding country music star, J.D. Shelburne.
Rocky Adkins is with us.
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show, Louisville's longest-running and most interesting podcast. Join Rick Redding, your host, as he talks with some of the city's most interesting individuals. The city's leaders in politics, business, sports, and the arts join Rick in lively one-on-one interviews, taking on the topics that are making news in the Ville. Right now, Rick's ready to get the show rolling in the Louisville.am studio. Here's Rick.
Here we are back at the RE/MAX Properties East studios. This is Rick Redding, your host for the Rusty Satellite Show, the home of the most interesting people in the Ville. Okay, I can slow down a little bit now. Welcome to the show. Glad you tuned in, came in to listen. I have a very special guest this week. I'm very excited about it. It is, in the second part of the show, you're going to be hearing a special interview I had with Paul Toole, an old friend of mine, who is coming back on the show to talk about more interesting news about chocolate whiskey. And I tell you, I made a suggestion in the show that, in the interview, that there's all this bourbon tourism around town. I think there should be a chocolate whiskey tour of some sort. But, you know, Paul's more concerned about getting the product out in the country. He's in almost half the states now, and it's going to be it's a very interesting interview. I hope you'll like it. I really enjoyed going out to Ballatin and spending some time with Paul. And the show, of course, is sponsored each and every week by my friends at Passport Health Plan, who've been with me from the very beginning on the Rusty Satellite Show. Also by the Eye Care Institute, where I got my LASIK done. You can call them at 589-1500 to get your appointment to talk to them about LASIK or any other eye care need that you have. And also my friends at Heiser Health. And you're going to be hearing a lot about Heiser Health here in this show because I have in the studio Chip Heiser. Now, Chip is a world-class pole vaulter and enjoyed a great career as an elite level pole vaulter, and you have to see pole vaulting in person up close to really know what it takes to make that happen. But Chip has been on the show before. He came by the studio this week, and he's getting ready for the Vault in the Ville, a series of world-class athletes will be taking their turns running down a ramp in the middle of 4th Street Live and trying to reach new heights on the pole vault. And Chip also has some news about the track and field complex going in the West End. There is actually a date for the groundbreaking. Well, there's not a date, but there's a time period in which a groundbreaking is going to occur. And you know, that's big news because, you know, things aren't really real until you break ground. And the fundraising that's been done by Sadiqa Reynolds and her people, the money that was feared to be taken away by the city's budget cuts was not. $10 million going toward the project, and when it is done, it is going to be a spectacular facility. You'll hear a lot about that from Chip during our interview that's coming up right after this. And so I invite you to settle in next 30 minutes or so, listen in to the Rusty Satellite Show. Got a lot coming up on the program, and I appreciate you listening to this, the city's longest running and most interesting podcast of all, don't you think? All right. Again, I'm Rick Redding. I am happy to be here with you at the RE/MAX Properties East Studios. And let's get the show started. Here's my interview with Chip.
I admit I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and our Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at passporthealthplan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
All right, and I am back in the RE/MAX Properties East studios, and a very special guest, Chip Heiser, is in the studio. Chip, welcome in.
I don't know how special I am, but thanks for having me anyway. I do appreciate it.
We think you're special. Of course, everybody in the Heiser family is special. I've been recently back talking with Peggy about health issues, and she's great. And
she'll take care of you. That's
yeah,
for sure.
She does. She does. I haven't heard from. I think the other day I was in there and I saw Will. But what's he up to?
Oh, Will is a jack of all trades, just kind of like myself.
We do a
bunch. Yeah, he has his own online business called The Loop.
Okay.
And he is focused right now on a project concerning a major network television show that could be premiering here in Louisville, that myself and he and a couple other local youths might be on.
Okay.
And this is a maybe. But we'll wait and see on that.
I'm available for starring roles in anything that you're working on.
Absolutely. We can make a cameo. That's what we need.
Yeah, I need to do a cameo. We'll make it a part of the Rusty Satellite Show.
But, exactly.
Anyway, I'm having you in because it's a very special time of year for you and for the city. Vault in the Ville, one of my favorite events, is coming. What's new and special about that this year?
Well, this is our eighth year. We are growing rapidly. Each year we have the competition. Last year we were the largest street vault in the United States with over 120 competitors on one single pit over a period of 3 days.
Wow.
It is
and
a cheer.
Let me just interrupt you to say, for our listeners out there who haven't been, this is a pole vault competition right down the middle of 4th Street, and it is an amazing thing to see. The competition is fierce, and you know, just wondering if they're going to make it each time it's a great spectator event.
You know, we really, really enjoy the venue that we have because it allows for viewing of the sport that I know and love and have done for, I guess, 17, 18, 19 years of my life. So I wanted to bring it to Louisville and show exactly how much fun it can be. And 4th Street Live actually really creates a great atmosphere for that. It's based off of what I experienced in Europe when I was jumping. Most of the time they have these street vaults in beer gardens, specifically Germany, Switzerland, France, things like that, where it's not just your average track and field meet where you're watching people make left-hand turns and you're a mile away seeing what people that look like ants, you know, doing something.
Yeah.
No, they're right in front of you. You can touch them. They talk to you.
Oh yeah.
We play music. The bars are open. Anyone who is of age can partake in alcoholic beverages. And then there are also, you know, they have TGI Fridays is there, Hard Rock Cafe. So it's fun for all ages. And it really ends up being more of a party than a track and field meet. That's the type of atmosphere we want to create, and that's, I think, why Vault in the Ville has become so popular with the pole vault community, because we're a very small, tight-knit community. When you think of the pole vault, you don't really think, oh, there's actually professionals that do this. No. There's not a lot of money in it. You know, we are the stepchild sport, but it is an amazing... It really should be in the X Games because it is so dangerous. Mm-hmm. And the heights that these men and women are jumping are... They're way up there. I've experienced it myself. I was professional and have jumped in Vault in the Ville. I retired in 2016, but it's a lot of fun. It really is, especially for people who come out. And when the elites jump, it's usually around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. So the DJ's playing, the bars are open, people are having fun, and we kind of get the crowd amped up. We have a raised runway now that kind of puts everyone up on a pedestal, so you can see them. And it's just you got to see it to believe it.
Yeah, it's really it is really cool. And I've been there at least twice. And I love it. I love it as an event. And people can come for free, right? I mean,
it is. It is a free event. You just show up. I believe that we're going to try to extend our 21 and, well, they have, 4th Street Live does have rules about what time they have to start checking IDs to get in. But for Vault in the Ville, they do us a favor so that the kids can stay through the entire competition night, and it'll run till about 10 p.m. maybe on Friday and Saturday night, depending upon how well the elites jump, because we do have two elite competitions.
Yeah.
One on Friday, which would be the 14th of June, and then the big guns will come in Saturday night, the 15th of June.
That's the time to be there, folks.
It's, yes, Friday and Saturday night.
It's really good. Okay, so and you know, I've just try to imagine the impact of running at full speed, carrying a pole, and then you hit something and it springs you forward. It's hard to imagine actually doing.
The physics of the sport, yeah, the physics of the sport require a lot of kinetic energy and brute force. You have to be a combination of a gymnast and a sprinter and a little bit crazy. So
yeah. a lot of musculature too. So anyway, that is cool. So I want to tell anybody that's listening, if you haven't ever tried that, go out and watch them run and jump, and it's very cool. But
it's also a charitable event. It is. Yeah. It sponsors a charity called the Louisville Youth Training Center. We do accept donations at the event, so it's not only for fun, but it also is for a good cause. We try to battle the childhood obesity epidemic that's going on in our state as well as our wow. nation. So we try to raise as much money as we can to sponsor kids to come to our workout programs and eventually maybe get back into the school system and take over some yeah. gym classes. So
well, we could
it's
talk
charitable
for a long time, I'm sure, about the obesity problem. And you know, at Heiser Health, sponsor of this show, there's a lot being done to keep people healthy, people like me, and people that want to and have a desire to live their lives in a more healthy way. But Chip, I want to talk to you about the other big project in town. A lot of people may have heard a lot about the track and field complex at 30th and Muhammad Ali. That is, but I don't think people that have heard about it really know the impact this place could have on the city.
Sure. Well, I'm actually on the board of the, well, as it's known now, the Louisville Sports and Learning Complex. It okay. will be a indoor track and field facility with a hydraulic 200-meter indoor track and an indoor, I guess we could call it a multi-purpose field.
Okay.
So that it's not only used for track and field events, but also for volleyball or gymnastics or any types of sport that would need a space like that. We want it to be used by everybody, and it will be a public facility, not owned by a university or a private investor. It will be for the city of Louisville.
Okay.
The Louisville Urban League is spearheading this project.
Right.
It is a $35 million project,
okay.
I believe. We have raised,
because what I've heard is 30. So as projects go on and don't happen, the price tends to go up. Right?
Yes, I kind of function myself and Carl Schmidt of the Louisville Sports Commission. He is also on the board. We're trying to make sure that we cover all of our bases so that Louisville can eventually host the NCAA National Indoor Championships in track and field, and then the USA National Indoor Track and
yep.
Field Championships, and eventually the World Indoor yeah. Track and Field Championships.
So this isn't really some neighborhood project where people are, I mean, certainly it's going to be able to be used by the by people that live around there, but it's really an economic development attraction for West Louisville.
Absolutely. We are trying to drive economic growth to that side of Louisville because it's there, but there's nothing to drive, you know, the economy in that direction. So we're working our hardest to create the opportunity for economic growth, to create jobs, to create a place for people to go in that part of our city.
How is the where are you with the fundraising? I know that's the key thing, and there was a lot of noise in the media, I guess, with all the budget cuts of the city, that projects were getting cut.
Sure. We were worried for a little while there, but we did receive our $10 million donation from the city of Louisville, and we have had many, many in-kind donations from private investors and donors, I'd
okay.
say. Not investors, but donors. So we are probably... To be a safe estimate, we're probably 3/4 of the way there. So we okay. will begin the groundbreaking process within the next 30 to 60 days. So it's
wow.
going to start being built.
That's when it becomes real, right?
Absolutely.
When they break ground.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Sadiqua Reynolds, who is head of the Urban League, she's really spearheaded this thing and is behind it 110%.
Yeah.
So if she wants it to happen, I have a feeling it's going to happen no matter what.
She does get going. She's been on this show and is great for our city that she's doing what she's
doing. Oh, wonderful woman. Yeah, wonderful woman.
So anyway, so that keeps you hopping, but let's talk just for a second. At Heiser Health, you got a real exciting new project.
Oh, with me?
Yeah, with you.
Oh, well, apparently with Heiser Health, I feel like we're becoming more like an octopus, and we've got more arms. No, I think we've got like 6 different things that we do, but now we've added a wellness platform for an association here in Kentucky called KAM, the Kentucky Association of Manufacturers, and we are now the wellness provider for them. So I've taken on that project myself as wellness director. So I'll be putting out step challenges and traveling around the state of Kentucky, all, you know, Paducah to Beaver Dam to, you know, anywhere else. Owensboro, we'll give shout outs to everybody. How about that? Lexington.
There are lots of places to go, yeah. And a lot of unhealthy people out there in the sticks. So
sure,
you can't say that, but I can. So I'd like to talk another 15 minutes about that, but I got to let you go. But give you a chance to tease the audience. The Vault in the Ville is got some big things in its future.
Yeah, I can't, and you and I have already spoken about it, and I kind of gave you the inside scoop, but 2020 is an Olympic year. The Summer Olympics in Tokyo are taking place, so Vault in the Ville and Essex Poles out of Dallas, Texas, who are helping sponsor the event this year, we are teaming up to pull off something very, very large in 2020 that will take place between the Olympic trials and the Olympic Games. And I can't say what it is just yet because we are actually having an official press release.
Okay.
Barbara Sexton Smith is going to be there. I'll be there. Representatives from Essex will be there. And we're going to make an announcement about it's an athletic event that will drive many, many elite athletes and youngsters and oldsters and everyone from around the country and the world to the city of Louisville to take part in something really, really special. So we'll make that announcement Friday the 14th of June.
Okay. Well, next week or the week after, we'll talk about that on the show. But that's very exciting, and I'm sure it's going to involve pole vaulting. And, you know, it's kind of cool if Louisville could become like one of the pole vaulting centers of the universe.
We want it to be a mecca, that's for sure. That's my job.
There you go. Well, you're doing great. I'm looking forward to the event next weekend, and I'm sure I'll see you in there when I'm trying to lift those weights and move those machines around.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend to be over because I'm going on vacation. So.
There you go. Well, we all deserve a treat after a big event. So, anyway, thanks for being on the Rusty Satellite Show, Chip, and appreciate all that Heiser Health does for us around here as well.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate being on here. Always a pleasure.
Heiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Heiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Heiser Health, 502-882-4252.
And thank you there, Chip, for coming into the studios here, the RE/MAX Properties East Studios on Timberwood Circle in the East End. I'm glad to be here with you. My name is Rick Redding. I'm the host of the Rusty Satellite Show, have been for 309 episodes now. And, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people about the show here lately, and it's like everybody's got a podcast now. You know, there's podcasts everywhere, but this is the longest-running local podcast that exists, to my knowledge. So we started back this month, June of 2013, believe it or not, with my first guest were Mark Ebert and Cindy Tandy, if you can believe it. And since then, we've had more than 500 guests on the show. And so it's very exciting. Coming up in the second part of the show, we're going to have a song that is related to my guest, Paul Toole, and what's going on with him at Ballantyne Chocolate Whiskey. They are involved in two big events this week. On Thursday night, it's Bourbon and Bow Ties, and on Friday, it's Denim and Diamonds. And he's got a special drink that relates to the song that you're going to play at the end of this segment. And you'll know what that's all about. So it's all fun. We're having a little fun here on the show. Did you know it's Ali Week? Yeah, it's Ali Week. There's a lot of great events going on related to the Muhammad Ali Center, one of the gems of our city that I always tell people when I'm driving them around on Uber or Lyft that they're looking for something interesting and unusual to do. I say, go to the Ali Center. There are some great displays in there, great exhibits. And this week is a big week. A couple of the events that are going on, if you're listening to this on Thursday, they're having, you'll see this in the news. A while back, I had Dan Mann of the airport on, and he was talking about the renaming of the airport after Ali. So the Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport branding unveil occurs on Thursday. I think we're going to shorten it to Ali Airport in the future. It sure beats SDF. And so that's happened on Thursday. There's a breakfast with Dr. Neely Bendapudi as the speaker at the Ali Center on Friday morning. The Daughters of Greatness breakfast. There's another event on Saturday that is has some potential interest. The mayor, Greg Fisher, since I think he skipped out on the Memorial Day bike ride, he is doing a Ali bike ride, start and finish at the Ali Center at 10 o'clock in the morning. Sounds like a lot of fun. All day over there, you can see Ali-related films, including the recent HBO documentary, What's My Name? I caught half of that, and it was really good. And they're going to have an advanced screening of a new documentary called City of Ali at 5:30 and 7 over there on Sunday. So that's the big thing this week, other than National Donut Day, which I think is Friday. I heard from my friends down at High Five Donuts, where you can go down there if you buy, I think it's a buy one, get one free, but if you buy a certain donut, you can get a free donut from High Five Donuts. I remember when I used to eat donuts. That was fun. Now I do it like once a year at Derby time. But anyway, you ought to check that out. A lot of donut specials going on in town. And a lot of other stuff going on in town. In this part of the show, I talk about some of the things that have come to my attention that you might be interested in. And notices. I did not know until I just found out that Wick's in Middletown, they've closed that store, which is kind of a shame, I guess, if you like Wick's pizza. I think that's one of the things I used to eat as well before I got so healthy. But that's what happened. Yesterday I went to an event put on by my good friend Katie Gaughan called Coming Together. It's Coming Together to Do Something Good. It was a gathering. 28 people showed up, and we're just having discussions about how to make the community better. It's a very interesting group. They created a Facebook group. You can look it up and probably join. It's a closed group, but it's called Coming Together. And so you ought to check that out. It was funny. It took place down at Story Louisville, which is the new building. And you're going to be very impressed if you get a chance to go in that building. It's at Main and Clay. And it is a shared workspace building. And they've got it's just a beautiful facility. It's an old building that has been refurbished. And it is just really cool. And in the bottom of the building, I'm going to tell you something. There is a new restaurant called Biscuit Belly, and I saw that they're now open as of this week. Biscuit Belly is open down on Main Street, just past just where Main Street starts, down at the end by Nulu, and near Campbell Street and Wenzel. So Biscuit Belly, put that on your list of places to go. In my interview with Paul Toole coming up, we talk about some great restaurants for Father's Day that's coming up. Nick, Josh, Luke, I know you're not listening, but if you were, Father's Day's coming up. Remember that. It's really happening. I don't know. Two of my three sons are out of town, and hopefully they'll call on on Father's Day. That's the most I could hope for, I guess. I've been very busy this week because if you haven't heard, I've sort of let this cat out of the bag very slowly, but part of me being here at RE/MAX Properties East and part of a change in my routine lifestyle, I've become a real estate agent. I passed the test. I am a realtor, and I'm a part of the Secolar Medley team here at RE/MAX Properties East. I'm going through some training this week and learning a lot, and very excited. I was in the real estate business back in the 90s and coming back to it. So I'm looking forward to it. If you really, it's never too soon to ask me about what's going on. Maybe I could help you find a home. I'm at 502-439-6391. And looking forward. I got my business cards this week and a name tag, and you know, all that's cool. It's very exciting starting something new. I hope you got something cool and new going on in your life. It's fun and exciting, and you know, makes you a little nervous too. But that's what we're doing. A couple of stories. I do want to talk about a couple of stories in the news. There's one that they settled with the Manual High School principal. And again, it disgusts me that these organizations pay these people that they don't have to pay. But from the story in Insider Louisville, this guy Jerry Mays, he was the principal at Manual till he was demoted. You know, he should have just been fired on the spot for what he did. But he's getting a $60,000 settlement from JCPS. $60,000 for no reason, really. He was reassigned last year after a month-long investigation found he routinely made unprofessional, insensitive comments to students and teachers. And he said he was going to challenge the decision and wanted his job back. Okay, so this has been a long time coming. There was a hearing scheduled, all that. But they came to a settlement, which it's good that they came to a settlement. The fact that $60,000 of money from JCPS, which is your money, is going to this guy to cover his attorney fees and injury claims he claims to have had from his demotion. I mean, he should not have been. He got a year's worth of salary of doing nothing, and now he gets $60,000 more. Now, what did he do? You may not remember this. Here's the accusation, as reported in Insider Louisville. In October of 2017, two students walked into his office, and they brought to his attention that a football coach told him they wouldn't be allowed to kneel during the national anthem. That was a big craze going around the country at the time, and the conversation was secretly recorded by the students. And Mays insinuated the students were being dramatic about having their freedom of speech squandered. And Mays, a white man, said he also had to deal with oppression. And the more defensive, Mays became very defensive. And, you know, basically it came out that he made a bunch of racist comments. He never should have been there in the first place. And I'm glad JCPS settled with him. I'm glad he's out of the system, but I'm not glad that this guy gets $60,000 plus the last year of his salary, basically for doing nothing. And worse than doing nothing, he damaged things. So anyway, that's the story. I don't know. I've been sort of paying attention to it ever since it started, and That's where that is. It's over with now. We won't have to talk about that anymore. There's another pet topic of mine, expanded gaming. You know, our governor, our crazy governor, Bevin, is adamantly against any type of expanded gaming. He just, you know, on religious grounds. It's stupid because all the other states around us are going after the gambling dollar, and they're getting it. They're passing laws that allow people to do expanded gaming in their states. It came out this week. I think WDRB reported that you know, the money that we are making on these slot machines like at the Churchill Downs gaming spot over on Poplar Level Road, that very little of that money is going into the general fund. You know, we as a state are really hurting, and Bevin has got this pension crisis he's trying to solve, and he won't do anything to create more revenue, including gaming. There was a big discussion. They've been talking about it a lot on WHS Radio, Terry Miners and Leland Conway, all those people. They're all in favor. All the people that you talk to, it's hard to find. This is a weird thing about gaming and about marijuana, all those laws. It's really hard to find somebody who will say, look at you straight in the face and say, I don't want that because, you know, it's moral grounds. The point is, I guess my circle of friends is small. I can't find anybody that's against gaming. I can't find anybody that's against legalizing at least medical marijuana. You can't find them in my circle of friends. I can't find anybody like that. I talk about it all the time. Yet our politicians refuse to pass any laws that would make that possible, that we could start having that revenue in our state. So anyway, that's my soapbox on that issue. And I'll get off that now, and let's move on to some happy stuff. Paul Toole is become a very good friend of mine. He owns and operates Ballantine Chocolate Whiskey that came out with a new flavor just now. It's a whiskey cream, and I haven't had a chance to try it yet. I want to, though, and it is on sale in the stores. It just came out this year. And it's a very exciting time as Paul, who's built this brand from scratch. I mean, there was nothing, and then Paul created it, and then there was something. Then there was Ballantine Chocolate Whiskey. There are four flavors, plus the cherry cream version. And so I went out to his. He's got a place in J-Town where they. Run the show out there, and it's a very interesting story about Ballantine. I'm sure by the time we hear it to the end, it's going to be one of the great success stories of our city. So anyway, first up, though, we're going to hear a little Sweet Caroline from Neil Diamond, and then we'll hear from Paul. Reaching out.
Times never seem so good.
All right, I'm back to a place I haven't been in a year and a half with Paul Toole at Ballantine Chocolate Whiskey.
Hey, wow. Rick. Great to see you again, my friend.
Here we are again, and isn't it cool that we've gone downhill a little bit in terms of our interviews? You've been on the show three times, I think.
I have, yeah.
And the first time,
okay.
I got treated to a nice big chocolate milkshake.
You did.
With Ballantine in it, and I barely get water.
I revisit that picture once in a while. It was actually at the Side Bar at Whiskey Row, right,
yeah.
With our friend Lisa Ramos. They're still featuring the Ballantine.
You still get one there.
You still get one.
Okay.
Can't get one here. I mean, you're at the office. It's all work. All work and no play here at the worldwide headquarters of Ballantine Chocolate Whiskey, so just bear that in mind. But yeah, it's good to see you again. We were just catching up before we came on the air and saying it has been 18 months. So we were on the Rusty Satellite Show sort of around Thanksgiving or whatever, November of 2017, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So it's been 18 months. And
yeah, I like catching up with my favorite guests, so you're one of those. What's new with Ballantine?
Yeah, well, look, things are going – what I love is you're still doing what you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Rusty Satellite Show, and I'm still doing what I love. We're doing spreading the gospel on Ballantine Chocolate Whiskey. So, starting off from a really good place there. So it's good to see you. I appreciate you coming back and talk to us. Yeah, I'm casting back a little bit to, you know, where we were 18 months ago. It's hard to exactly say, but, I think the biggest thing for us has been geographic expansion. So we, probably added 8 or 10 states, since we spoke last time.
Up to almost half,
yeah, which is good for us. I mean, we have to balance, we're small. I mean, very small, mm-hmm. in terms of, it's me and Lisa, my wife, well, and, you know, some Caroline, you know, does our PR. And then we have some folks out in the market that help us. But, I mean, small infrastructure. So we have to balance right. that, you know, reach versus coverage. How much can we okay. can we serve?
But you're doing really well in Florida.
We're doing great in Florida. Yeah,
why
it's a
Florida?
Good market. You know, it's – I mean, every different state has a different – market structure. So Florida is what we call a chain state. So it's really heavily driven by a number of chain. ABC Liquors, for instance, mm-hmm. a big one. And then Publix, and much like Kroger, Publix has, you know, their liquor store.
Oh, down so there, it's cool. You can get liquor in the grocery store.
You can
store,
get
right?
liquor in the grocery store. Yeah. So, well, I mean, it's a little
bit. Ode to the idiots in Kentucky. Oh, right?
Well, you know.
Running government.
It's yeah, it does make access nice when you mm-hmm. have that situation. So, you know, we were fortunate enough to strike a chord with the folks who are in charge of, you know, ABC Liquor and Publix and Winn-Dixie and, you know, the Total Wine and even Walmart down there. We're in 50 or so Walmart. So we just have broad distribution in Florida. So, you know, that sort of helped us just with some foundational business. And, you know, other markets, I mean, South Carolina, the last 4 or 5 months, I mean, this is an interesting little bit of a phenomenon, but, you know, a lot of times as a, you know, brand or a marketer, you sort of go after a target consumer and you say, mm-hmm. oh, hey, here's who we're going to speak to and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then sometimes it just happens as a consumer imperative. I mean, consumers will decide
people
about
just decide
your brand.
They, like
they decide they like it. And that's happened in South Carolina, like along the coast, Myrtle Beach and Hilton Head and with the biker community. So
wow.
all of a sudden, Ballatin Bourbon Ball has
bikers
become...
Bikers for Ballatin.
Yeah, very bikers, good. Bikers for Ballatin.
Yeah, I can help
it's become
you with
a
your
thing.
Advertising.
There you go. I appreciate that, Rick. So anyway, you know, all markets doing really well. A couple of markets really just... you know, through good, solid execution or just one of these sort of flashpoints mm-hmm. for consumers, you know, doing exceptionally well. The other exciting news for us is we've launched our first...
The biggest news is a new flavor.
I know, a new flavor.
There's been four for so long. Now there's five.
There's four. We've birthed another one. And this one's a little bit different. This is called Ballatin Chocolate Cherry Whiskey Cream. So I did bring this prop for you. You're not drinking a sidebar milkshake, boozy milkshake, but you're taking a look at the new Ballatin cream. So really nice. You know, we just have started rolling this out around Valentine's Day. So we're so getting in what is our national distribution footprint and into all markets. But again, Florida started strong. Kentucky has done a great job. South Carolina and Illinois.
This one's more of a dessert drink.
It's
and,
a dessert. I mean, you know, for people,
a couple dollars less. Too,
a couple
right?
dollars less. I mean, think about like a Bailey's or a Buffalo Trace Bourbon Cream, sort of for a product profile. Ours has nice subtle cherry, you know, like bourbon or brandy cherry cues, along with the chocolate, and then those nice whiskey and barrel notes that come from our base whiskey. So that, you know, that's available wherever you buy fine spirits and find your Ballatin.
Right.
I encourage you to go get that. It's we've really had a
I think I've seen it in the stores. So
yeah, it's out there and available.
Good for you. Of the other ones, which one is the most popular?
Well, it's been pretty consistent over time and across different markets. The Caramel Turtle is number one.
Well, that's my favorite, so it makes sense.
That does make sense. You're a trend
you're
a leader,
the crowd.
Early
yeah.
adopter, yeah. Bourbon Ball's a very close second, and that's a funny dynamic because what we find is where consumers sort of know what a Bourbon Ball is, and we all know what a Bourbon Ball is in Kentucky. The distilleries make them, you know, bourbon-infused buttercream dipped
right.
in chocolate and all that. So, you know, in the South and the Southeast, South Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, some Florida even, where consumers have a pretty built-in understanding of what a Bourbon Ball is, that tends to be the number one SKU where they don't know what a Bourbon Ball is. So, I mean, when I say they, I just mean, you know, it's a numbers game.
Sure.
Where fewer people know what a Bourbon Ball is coming to the shelf. Those markets, Caramel Turtle's number one. So Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois,
okay.
You know, even Texas, markets like that aren't as sort of innately aware of a Bourbon Ball. It's just a bit of an unknown flavor. So Caramel Turtle peaks its head up in those markets. Original Chocolate is third and then a close fourth. But gaining, what we're finding is sort of the 24, 5-year-old person in the entree that might be looking for a, you know, beer and a shot kind of a thing or something
right.
like that. The chocolate mint is really becoming real popular. Yeah, just a
okay.
chilled shot of chocolate mint, really, really nice. I did want to mention that the new chocolate cherry cream. You know, these competitions and things right. are kind of big with the brands. I mean, it helps with a third-party endorsement.
Sure.
I mean, you could talk to yourself all day and say, hey, we really love the way that tastes. But we did just win a double gold in the 2019 SIP International
awesome.
Spirits Award. So that's a big sort of a global contest. And we just got word this week that the cherry cream has won a double gold. So that's great news for us. Yeah.
It just came to me.
The price just went up a couple bucks, by the way.
No. Well worth it.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
an award-winning
it's a
drink.
Bargain at twice the price, right?
Yeah. I think my marketing idea for you is great.
I think it is.
You know, bourbon tourism is such a big deal. We need to get a facility that people can walk through.
We do. And then a couple other things.
Like this place in J-Town. I mean, it's okay, but, you know.
Right. Whiskey Row.
We're not bringing tourists out here.
I'll tell you what. Do you take on a capital campaign for us, see how that goes, and then we'll get down there on Whiskey Row and do something. But, I mean, sort of tangentially related to that, you know, talking about, you know, broadening our distribution, which is important, for the balance sheet. Mm-hmm. What's important, one of the things really important for us is to stay connected to local community. We're homers and from here and all that. So we do have a couple of really significant events coming up this week
On Thursday night.
Thursday night, Bourbon and Bowties.
I've been to both of these events before.
Have you? Good.
And I'm going to have to sneak in this year.
You will. Well, Thursday's Bourbon and Bowties. I mean, I think that is one of the premier sort of bourbon events. Certainly this time of year, always happens in June. It benefits the Norton Children's Hospital Foundation, which again is an important cause and foundation here for us locally, all of us. So the Bourbon and Bowties is Thursday. It is sold out, so, you know, we can live a little vicariously if you don't have your ticket yet. But, we're real excited to be involved in that this year. We'll be sampling all the five now flavors of Ballantine. Plus, we're going to be doing a Blackberry Smash.
So Blackberry Smash that I had last year at the
Denim and Diamonds, we're talking about, which is Friday. So Thursday the 6th, Bourbon and Bowties. And then Friday, which there are tickets still available for the Friday event, is the Denim and Diamonds event, which benefits the local Parkinson's
right.
Foundation.
And you told me you changed locations this year
because
I'm used to going out there to Locust Grove.
Right. So, yeah, which was a great venue. This year, and I really do like this venue a lot. It's got really good indoor-outdoor sort of access and things, but it's called Sawyer Hayes, and it's just sort of on the LaGrange Road backside of Tom Sawyer Park. So if you're coming from Hirschburn Lane, 146, heading towards, Salinas or towards Anchorage, it's going to be on your left there. Again, nice. It's going to be tented. You know, weather. We're doing the weather watch for Friday, but certainly tented and indoor access as well. So it's going to be a beautiful event. So, you and I were talking before we came online. Was on John Ramsey's, not to name drop or anything. John and I are we're close.
The competition.
Let's just go ahead and
you
say
like
we're
to
close.
Say.
The competition.
Yeah, they're worried about us.
Yeah, but Rutherford and Ramsey had us on, and we were talking about the event, and one of the Parkinson's board members named Steve Walsh was, I thought. Speaking really powerfully about what specifically happens with the funds that are raised at this Denim and Diamonds event. And he was saying that, the sort of national effort with big name celebrities like Michael J. Fox, they're looking for the big win and to cure Parkinson's. But he reminded us that, that is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but every day, mm-hmm. people with Parkinson's are in the quest to improve their, improve their condition, live
right.
a great life and all that stuff.
I didn't know. I see you got this drink for Friday, Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Caroline Knopp, but also it's a great Neil Diamond song.
It is.
And I didn't know that because I went to the show when he was here a year and a half ago or whenever it was, that he had quit touring.
He had. So it was about that, I guess, I don't know when the show was and exactly when he announced, but he announced that he had Parkinson's. That was going to take him off the road. He was doing his farewell tour. So we had previously done a Forever in Blue Jeans, which is another great Neil Diamond song, and we thought we'd switch it up this year. So we're doing the Sweet Caroline, which is a great, Ballantine bourbon ball, orange juice, a little squeeze of fresh lemon. So it's a great summery drink. Brings that nice citrus refreshment to it. So think like a whiskey sour or even a tequila sunrise without the grenadine. So it'll be fun.
Awesomeness.
Great event.
I can't wait to get one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are involved in a lot of things. The big event in our lives, we've got to keep reminding our kids, Father's Day.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Here it comes. I'll be reminding my three boys stationed all over the world that it's coming. What's going on with yours?
Are they out and about, your boys?
One's in Denver and one's in Louisville.
Oh, my goodness. So you and I are similar life stage a little bit. Noah just graduated from Trinity High School, so he's getting ready to embark on his college career. He's going to Belmont in Nashville, which I'm super excited about that. He's a musician. And then Katie's actually in the business. She's in Jupiter, Florida. My 25-year-old daughter works for Gallo down there in Florida. So a little circle of life moment there. Katie certainly is far flung. We'll be with Noah on Father's Day. But my commercial plug is Ballatin, great gift for dad for Father's Day.
Is Noah old enough that he has to pay for Father's Day dinner yet?
Oh, no.
No. That's not going to happen.
No, although he's a lifeguard at Lakeside. I mean, he's gainfully employed, but he's got, like you, Rick, he's got alligator arms. When the bill comes, he has a hard time reaching across the table for that bill. But no, just being with him is gift enough.
There
you
go.
Well know, right? Yeah.
So you got a place picked out. I mean, the restaurants don't do it all out like they do for Mother's Day.
Not as much, but I've seen. I'll plug since you asked. I mean, I'll plug a few. We already mentioned Sidebar. It's been a long time, friend and supporter in the St. Matthews area. Jared Matthews, who is in a group that owns Cafe Lulu,
right.
And Jackson Equus, and opened up the new place, Diamond Street.
Is that open yet?
No, I think it opens. I wish I knew this for help. Yeah, I'm going to say sort of end of June 28th or something.
Okay.
But in the old Mellow Mushroom building, he's got Diamond. So, sort of Jackson Equus is a great Father's Day gig. Lulu, and then the new restaurant in Westport Village, Steak and Bourbon, with Olay Group, and they've reformatted the Artisano. They're doing Ballatin pairings with the desserts. But that aside, it's fantastic. I don't know if you've had a chance to go there, but it's really great. Brandon is the GM, he and his team, and they do a great job, and that's a really fantastic place. That's a good dad place. That's a great dad place. So that's my pitches.
I might do that one.
Yeah,
use that one.
That's
we'll
a good
see.
One. Yeah, that's a really good one.
Of course. So. I'll end up having to pay.
And, dad loves to grill. Just, stay at home. Let dad do the cooking. Throw something on the grill and.
All right, well, we got to wrap it up here. Let's do it again before another 18 months.
Let's do, yeah. Great to see you. All right.
Good luck on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, y'all come out and see us Friday. Thank you.
And that's what the Rusty Satellite Show is all about, the home of the most interesting people in the Ville, and it's Louisville's longest running podcast. And happy to say that we started this thing about 6 years ago in June of 2013. We're still going strong. Thanks to all the people that have helped me put it together, and thanks to Chip Heiser and Paul Toole for being on the show this week. They certainly brought some interesting viewpoints and news to the show. I think it was kind of a newsy show, don't you? I have a lot of fun doing it, and thanks again to my sponsors, Passport Health Plan, the Eye Care Institute, and my friends at Heiser Health for being a part of the show and making it all happen. LouisvilleKY.com if you'd like to know what's going on. It's the pulse of the city. I own and operate that website as well. And you can find me on Facebook also. We do a weekly newsletter that you can sign up for. Just get in touch with me on Facebook. I'll put you on the list. And that's what it's all about. Thanks again. This is Rick Redding signing off for the Rusty Satellite
Thanks
Show.
For listening to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. Rick will be back in the Louisville.am studio with two more of the most interesting people in the Ville next week. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. To suggest a future guest or inquire about doing your own podcast, get in touch with Rick through Facebook or Twitter, or send an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. To see the full list of guests who have appeared on the show since 2013, go to rustysatelliteshow.com.